This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about Kratom, which is a drug that has been helping people get off of opiates. As our last caller pointed out, his wife was on 10 milligram hydrocodones per day. That's a terrible habit, a terribly expensive habit. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Cody.
And Johnson.
We can talk more about Kratom. Also on the way, Paul LePage is the governor of Maine, and he's been kind of known for saying some really ridiculous things. Well, now he's left a ridiculous voicemail, and Johnson, you've got the audio. We'll play that here in moments. But first, we go to Ian. He's calling us from China on Skype. Go ahead, Ian.
Boy, I had so many things. Let me simplify it. Kratom. That's used regularly over here. With DMSO in a patch. It's very valuable. I'm a practitioner at the hospital, and I must put on 20, 30 patches a day.
So what is it in a patch? It's Kratom and what else in the patch?
And DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide. It's an inert chemical that allows it to penetrate the skin almost instantly.
So it needs it needs to have that along with it for the kratom to work through the skin. Gotcha.
Right, and we use it like a big nicotine patch. We stick the patch on them, and it's very effective for lower back pain.
Huh.
I've got a lot of patients who, for God knows the reason why, the same part of the back hurts. Slap on a patch, and old women giggle. It's pretty cool.
Because they're also getting a little bit high off of it, is what you're saying.
Maybe. I tried a patch once, and it does make you feel pretty good.
All right, fair enough. Well, apparently the DEA does not want you to feel good while solving your problems with opiates, so they are making this illegal here. I suspect the same thing will not happen in China. What's the drug war going? What's the drug war like in China? Are you aware of it?
There's no drug war in China. If you're taking, officially, China's very strict on drugs. In reality, unless you are really sticking your head way above the mark and you're really outlandish, they leave you alone.
You get the drugs from the People Republic.
So is it technically illegal to have cannabis or other things like that?
No. This the Kratom patch is manufactured by a local compounding pharmacy. I write a prescription for it. They get it filled. I show them how to use it.
That wasn't my question, though. Is it technically illegal to have cannabis, marijuana in China?
It's interesting. Beijing passed a ruling that province by province, they can decide how harshly they want to enforce the cannabis law.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, you can go out to Qinghai province and get stoned in the middle of a town hall meeting, and nobody cares. you can go to Beijing and hold something that looks like a zigzag, and they'll drag you away.
Interesting. Thank you for sharing that.
China is the land of it is a dichotomy within a dichotomy.
Sounds that way. Ian, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I originally wanted to talk about things that you do and don't say to women. Now, in my case, I'm a physician. There are so many things you do not want to say.
Okay. Give me an example.
One. Example. Oh, how far along are you, sweetheart? Oh, that'll get you. That's the number one don't do. You touch your tummy and you say, you hoping for a boy or a girl?
Okay. All right.
This will get you killed.
He's right.
Now, with men, a man walks in, you can touch his stomach and say, you're not missing any meals, are you? He'll go, no.
Yeah.
Guess not. Woman, Don't even think that.
I wonder how the man would react if you touch his stomach and you say, are you expecting a boy or a girl?
Well, interesting.
We'd probably
Chinese
think it a lot better.
From my experience, are so incredibly feminized, you are in far more danger from the women than the men.
Well, I mean, I think men tend to be a little bit less uppity about the states of their body. They're not as they don't take it as personal.
Well, China has a newfound obsession with the word fat. While it's still acceptable in a man, especially if he's married, because people look at a fat man and they say, he's got a good wife. She's a great woman. Hmm. She keeps her man fed well.
Wait, what do you mean obsession? Are there a lot of fat people in China? Like, what's the obsession?
The obsession is, I call it the Hollywood syndrome. A little girl stands up. She's 15. She may be, 10 pounds overweight. Maybe. And she begins her speech. Hello, my name is Lucy. I'm fat. And she goes on and talks about her life. They are so obsessed with the fat thing. My God.
Well, that sounds like America.
So they're all like anorexic? Is that what you're kind of saying?
Oh, God. I began practice here 20 years ago. And since then, I have seen Hollywood poison the minds of these people to where finally we know what anorexia nervosa is. 15 years ago, they never heard of it. Today, 30,000 girls a year are dying.
So I've got a question. So one of the things that we've talked about here a few times is about, especially in Japan, that a lot of the younger generation, they're not really dating or having relationships as much. And I'm curious as if that's something that's always also going on in China.
Good question.
Or if it's, if that's, sort of more normal or...
This has been the Chinese standard. You'd be surprised how many young men and women are brought into my office. They're 17 years old, and it's my job to explain the birds and the bees.
Wow. That's really strange.
I've got university students. They'll finish the second, third year of university before the thought of having sex really comes into mind. They're a very, very...
I mean, that seems contrary to, normal biology, though. I mean, that just...
Is it
preoccupied, or... I mean, that seems like, you hit puberty.
I wonder if it's like a working too hard depression type of thing.
I don't know. What do you think?
That's going on a lot in your country, right? Just people working so hard, there's no time for that.
It's an intense, but it is a propagandic bombardment. From the time they're babies, they're taught, we have too many people.
Oh,
you ask any question, any social ill, they say, but we have too many people. Your shirt's on fire, but we have too many people.
That's really going to cause so much mental health problems, and oh, my God.
Right, because you can't. So the one-child rule, is that's still in effect there?
Well, this is funny. I got to be careful how I say it. The new administration has eliminated the one-child policy, effectively creating a two-child policy. But, like so many other policies, it's up to individual prefectures and provinces how they wish to push it. So here in our province, you grease the right palms with about equivalent $5,000, you can get permission to have a second baby. If you're north of us in Heilongjiang province, I don't care how much money you've got. You have a second baby, they will murder it in your stomach.
Wow.
They'll drag you off the street, roll you in the hospital, 7 months pregnant, they'll rip the baby out, snap its neck, drop in the bucket of salt water, and bill you for the pickup and the hospital charges.
Meanwhile, in America, you have more babies, you get more welfare.
Ian, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
There's a fantastic sci-fi movie that I'd like to recommend that's about that sort of thing where they're, dragging people off for having, unpermitted children called Fortress.
Yeah.
It's from, the 80s.
Okay. Christopher
Lambert.
Lambert. I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Oh, it's a very good movie.
Let's go.
Fortress and Fortress 2.
Toll-free number. Is the sequel any? Is it better or worse?
I own both of them.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Johnson's movie recommendations.
Yeah.
You can also take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind.
We'll just do a movie of the week, because I can just keep rattling off movies.
You can totally do that.
Great movies.
So movie club. We can do that, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind here, 855-450-3733. Coming up, a Kratom trip report, and you can bring up anything that's on your mind on Free Talk Live, plus the crazy Maine governor.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we talk a lot about cryptocurrencies on Free Talk Live, and there are a bunch of not Bitcoins out there. There are a bunch of altcoins. Many of them have been basically created on the back of Bitcoin, but Monero is not like that. Monero is actually built from scratch to focus on privacy and anonymity. It's been around for about 2 years, but just now, within the last couple of weeks, it's really starting to make some waves. And one of the reasons for that is a couple of the darknet marketplaces, Alphabay and Oasis, two of the biggest ones, have started to accept Monero for payments. Well, once that happened, the price of Monero quadrupled in the last couple of weeks. Unlike Dash, which is another supposedly anonymous currency, Monero does not use masternodes that can be controlled or hijacked by the government. And Monero does claim to be completely anonymous. They're also open source. If you want to check their claims, you can do that. If you know the program, you get the programming chops. It's untraceable with built-in mixing at the protocol level. It's worth looking into, and you can do that by going to getmonero.com. We're going to actually have the head developer for Monero, Ricardo Spagni, on our show, Free Talk Live, on Sunday evening. So if you've got a question about Monero, that would be the time to ask it.
Sounds very Spanish. The guy who wrote his name's Ricardo. We need to build a wall around Monero.
Well, I don't know if you're going to be able to stop Monero because, again, it's anonymous. Although I'm pretty new to Monero. I did look into it like a year ago, and ultimately I decided there's no Qt wallet. Now, what that means is there's no graphical user interface for it. There are people who have built, I guess, interfaces for the non-graphical version, and so I'm still working with it behind the scenes here to try to kind of figure out. Like Mark tried
so
to.
So what does that mean? You have to get it through like a command line?
Yeah, there's a command line interface. If you want to run the full node for Monero, that's how you have to do it. But there is an online wallet that makes it a lot easier, and there's a couple of exchanges that allow you to store Monero. So there are easy ways to do it. I'm trying to do it the hardest way just because that's just what I want to do. But yeah, so go to getmonero.com, and they'll recommend some different options for you there. So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Ralph is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
Get out. I want to right away address the issue of this animal of, from the San Francisco 49ers, Colin, I believe is his name. I tried to pronounce the last name of this animal, but, you know.
The animal wouldn't stand up for the pledge, the animal.
Why are you calling him an animal? I mean, he's a thoughtful human being who is clearly.
Okay, all right. Thoughtful to you, right? Why guilty? That being said, you know, he's off the ghetto. From the ghetto, and ghetto is, written all over this animal. And as you know, the likes of Obama is the one who produced him, okay? You very well know, you hear me? The likes of Obama is the one who produced a man like this, okay? Agitating, you know.
Obama's in charge of the police. This guy's upset at the police killing people.
I don't care what he's upset about. I don't care what he can go back to Africa. Well, I can't.
You don't care what he's upset about because he's not standing up for the national anthem. So what?
Should he get the death penalty, Ralph?
The way I look at it, blacks are nothing but drugs in this country.
All right, so you are completely racist then. All right, so
I want to know if you think this guy should get the death penalty. What do you think about the death penalty, Ralph?
That's the way I look at it. You know, they are a drug in this country, and the day they are gone, I wouldn't miss them.
I did not understand a word of that.
He said the day that they're gone, he wouldn't miss them. That's how he feels about it.
But that didn't answer your question.
It doesn't really answer my question, but it kind of does.
Ralph, can you answer Johnson's question, please? Did you even hear what he asked you?
What is out of white guilt is that question?
He didn't even understand.
I'm very guilty
about
this question.
The question is, why is Obama an animal?
No.
The question?
Do you support? How do you feel about the death penalty?
How do I feel about the what?
The death penalty.
It should apply to you.
So Johnson should be put to death because he's quite guilty.
I just don't. How are these people that call in so mad all the time? Lighten up, dude. Lighten up.
I got you.
You're laughing. Come on.
You know,
you think he's putting us on? Do you think this guy's for real?
I don't know.
The reason why Obama is an animal is because he doesn't know any better, and that's the content of his character.
All right, I've had enough of this, Ralph.
when it comes to racism,
I mean, you've tried to claim you weren't a racist before, and that you were only calling Obama an animal. But now
you miss black people; they're put to death.
Right now, you know, earlier tonight, earlier in your call, you basically said that you don't like black people, right?
Yeah, it's causing a lot of agitation in our country right now.
There's a lot of people who cause agitation of different colors of skin, Ralph,
really,
including you.
Really,
you're an agitator.
I don't really understand what the whole, you know, reason or purpose for this,
right. Can
this
you
whole
just...
group called Black Lives Matter. I don't
look.
Really
not, look, Dave Chappelle recently came out and said that he thinks that's the dumbest slogan ever. So not even all black people agree with the Black Lives Matter lingo, if you will. So please stop putting people into groups, Ralph. Just because I treat people like individuals doesn't mean I'm guilty. Thank you for the call. All right, I've heard enough.
All right, so
Ralph doesn't understand the porpoise, and there are plenty of porpoises around the Philippines.
Can he tell the difference between a porpoise and a dolphin, though?
I don't know.
I'm split. Either people
he probably doesn't like that animal.
Either people really are that dumb out there, or we get a lot of callers who are just jerking our chain. I can't decide which.
Some people think he's not real. I don't know.
I can't decide. Can't decide.
Well, I mean, it's not uncommon for. It's my understanding it's not uncommon for people. Now, this isn't meant to be any kind of stereotyping, but I've heard that some people in the Philippines don't like black people. That's just what I've heard.
Right.
And that's where he's from. So, you know, maybe he's had some bad experiences with black people, okay? I understand that that can taint people when they don't think of people as individuals, but it's not fair. You've got to look at people as individuals. And as far as I'm concerned, the color of the football player's skin, Kaepernick, I believe is his name, the color of his skin is irrelevant. I have not stood for the pledge and stood for, you know, the national anthem because I don't like the United States as a concept. I think it's a, you know, it was a nice idea, maybe, for a short period of time, but it's time to move on. It's a bad idea. And it's
that's
resulting.
What he was getting at?
Well, I mean, this
really?
Kaepernick guy is...
Who cares what... That is not a part of the issue. White, black, whatever.
What do you mean?
It's not part of the issue. The issue is whether or not you're standing for the national anthem.
Right.
It doesn't matter what color you are.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I have not stood for it, and I will continue to not stand for it.
I didn't.
That has nothing to do with being white guilty.
Rewind back to high school. I wasn't standing for it because
they actually did the anthem. They did the anthem in high school.
Well, we did the Pledge of Allegiance all the time. But
did you ever get kicked out of class over it? I did.
We had a thing where we would have assemblies, and they would bring us all to the gymnasium, and it was like this get
pep
America
singing
again or whatever. And we would do this land is your land.
Or,
you
disgusting.
Know.
I think a lot of people stand for the Pledge of Allegiance because they're statist guilty.
Ooh, same. Let's continue with your calls in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I do want to get that audio out there of Paul LePage. He's the Maine governor who left an offensive voicemail recently. Johnson, you've got that audio. We'll play it here shortly, and you can share your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. Whether it's not standing for the pledge or the anthem or whatever, this is Free Talk Live. Also, we're on Skype. Skype username LRN.FM.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. You need help buying Bitcoins, choosing a Bitcoin wallet? You can do that over at Bitcoin.com. They've also got the latest news, and you can engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum, which, by the way, is not a sensory Bitcoin forum. There's apparently certain Bitcoin places, forums on the internet, that do not like it when you talk about certain topics. The Bitcoin forum over at Bitcoin.com is not one of those. You can find places to spend your Bitcoin and play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news and community. Bitcoin.com to your phone calls and thoughts here. Tyson is on the line in Colorado. Tyson, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so I was just thanks for having me on, by the way.
That's what we do.
So I was just browsing Facebook. I sat down at work and was browsing Facebook and noticed this I guess back in June of 2016, for some reason this news is blowing up all over now, but so just this past June, I guess the ATF reclassified smokeless powder, which is the powder that's commonly used in all modern, centerfire and rimfire cartridges for guns. And so I guess they reclassified it to a high explosive. So I just kind of wanted to highlight the fact that, you know, kind of what that'll do to the ammunition industry.
What will that do?
Well, basically what it means is that that affects everything from how it's going to have to be transported and stored by all of these by all the companies that manufacture ammunition, the people that transport the components to make ammunition.
So now you would have to be some sort of ATF certified transporter, which means it's going to cost a lot more to have this stuff moved around?
I would assume so. You know, it's all a bunch of bureaucratic legalese that I don't understand, but it's all on these firearms friendly. I'm a kind of a gun enthusiast, and so it's these firearms-friendly, you know, news outlets that are reporting this. But yeah, so what, basically what happened is I guess back in 2013, because the way these bureaucracies, you know, regulate these things is they come out with letters to address, you know, how they're going to regulate it. And what happened was in 2013, they came out and said, from what I understand, is that it's not going to be regulated, as a high explosive and that they maintain that it won't. And then kind of out of nowhere, just this past June, they said that it's now regulated as a high explosive. So what that means also is that these manufacturers, so it's now being regulated as a high explosive. So what that means now for these manufacturers, there was no time period for them to have any sort of way to figure out how it's supposed to be stored to be in compliance with this law. So basically, all these manufacturers that have this smokeless powder, which again is commonly used to manufacture all modern ammunition, they're basically in violation of federal law at this point.
Oh boy!
Possession of it.
Just like everybody who's got kratom is going to be in violation of federal law coming up in about a month.
Exactly. So I guess the point I'm getting at is that basically, just like any other government bureaucracy on the federal level, you know, within the executive branch, is just basically out there to restrict its respective freedom.
Right. Well, I mean, they don't exist if they don't regulate. That's what they have to do. They have to come up with new things. We got to grow the bureaucracy. We need to hire more bureaucrats. We need to get, you know, have more power and control over people. So, okay, well, let's regulate this thing that we really haven't regulated yet. So now we have this other thing that, you know, we can tell you what to do with and charge you, you know, unending amounts of fees and fines for. Tyson, I'm sorry to hear that news, and thanks for bringing it to our attention here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I just wonder when people are going to wake up to the fact that, like, you're eventually going to be a criminal, like, for something or another. Like,
well, that's just it.
Are you going to do anything about it?
You're going to have some. People say, oh, well, I don't have anything to hide. You don't even know what you have to hide.
Right.
There's so much that's been made illegal and that will be made illegal that you think you're, you know, you think you're okay. You got this thing called Kratom. Oh, well, what? You didn't get the news release from the DEA? I mean, who the hell pays attention to this stuff? How would you even find out necessarily unless you're paying attention to the news?
Until you're getting arrested and through, you know, and having to go to court and pay, you know, thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines. You know, your life is ruined. You lose your house, your car, your job, your family, you know, like whatever.
Surprise! Yeah. You're a criminal. Hey, so Johnson, why did you want to talk about Paul LePage?
I just thought it was interesting. You know, I like bureaucrats going wild. You know? I just thought it was an appropriate topic. And because I know that our lovely co-host here, Cody, is from Maine.
Lovely, huh? Now, did you actually have the story that goes behind this audio? Because I have the audio.
You should have had the whole story.
I have the story. I just don't know if I don't know where it is at the moment. I can try to pull it up, but I'll start with
our instant messaging app. That's where.
Yes, the instant message. Right. So Johnson, you found this audio of Paul LePage. He's the Maine governor, and it's Huffington Post that has the story.
Right.
Maine Governor Paul LePage, a Republican.
I believe I sourced this from FARC.
Raise the possibility he will
still using FARC.
Oh yeah,
it's great.
Wow, that takes me back, man.
He'll step down before his term is up in 2 years as he faces increasing criticism from members of his own party. Blah 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 blah. So what's the most recent offensive thing here? LePage has long been known for his controversial comments, but his most recent scandal seems to have inflicted some serious damage. Last week, the governor left a voicemail for Democratic state legislator in which he called him a homophobic slur. So we'll just go ahead and play this audio for you here. This is a voicemail that he leaves for one of the other state bureaucrats, politicians.
This is Governor Paul Richard LePage. I would like to talk to you about your comments about my being a racist sucker. And I want to talk to you. I want you to prove that I'm a racist. I've spent my life helping black people, and you little son of a bitch. Socialist sucker. I need you to this freaking. I want you to record this and make it public because I am after you. Thank you.
He sounds like he might be on something in that piece of audio. He's sort of stumbly. He starts saying things and then he stops saying them.
Himself.
And so he wanted it recorded and put out there. Well, that's what he's got. The controversy started last year when LePage claimed that drug dealers with names like Smoothie, D-Money, and Shifty...
And Shifty. This is the story I was just about to pull up.
...come into Maine. Yeah, we actually talked about this when it happened.
Yeah.
And impregnate a white girl before they leave. Last week, LePage tried to back up his statement, which had been widely criticized at the time, by saying he keeps a binder of drug dealers arrested in Maine, and, quote, 90%+ of those pictures, unquote, are black and Hispanic individuals. LePage was upset by a report that State Representative Drew Gatine called him a racist in response, which led to the voice message. Gatine denied to the Portland Press that he'd ever called the governor a racist. Well, so what? I mean, the guy sounds like he might very well have negative feelings towards black people. And I love how he claims that he's spent his whole life helping them. You're in Maine!
There's none. I can attest for that. There's none.
He helped all five of them.
Yeah.
For their whole life. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit. There are actually...
Really what bothers me...
In Portland, there's actually, a group of immigrants from...
Somalia.
Somalia,
right. Yeah. But it's almost less about the race thing that started this, about the things that he's called for based on this so-called heroin crisis.
Oh, yeah. He wants to ramp up the war on drugs, right?
He's talked about vigilantism. He's talked about people grabbing their guns and killing their local drug dealers. He's talking about not only bringing back the death penalty, but actually literally hanging people for being heroin dealers.
Wow, and bring back the gallows.
And that's where all of this is coming from, these D-Monies, Shifties, and Smoothies.
Right.
These are these supposed drug dealers. It's all coming back to this supposed heroin crisis. Well, I'm sorry. Well, you know, if you want to buy heroin and kill yourself, you made that choice, okay? It may be an epidemic, but it's a very voluntary epidemic. If you want to die on drugs, that is your frickin' decision.
You know, the only thing that would make this LePage story any better is if he ended up doing like what Rob Ford did, which is getting recorded video of him smoking crack.
He's got to be. He might have a problem with heroin, but let's find out if he's on meth. He might be.
Yeah, he's on something.
He might be.
Yeah, it sounds like he's on something.
Yeah, in this audio, he's definitely on something. It's probably alcohol.
Drunk. I mean, that was my second choice.
Which is the hardest drug, by the way, if you actually look at the chart of harm from drugs.
Yeah, forget the Schedule 1, Schedule 2. Alcohol's bad.
855, 453. You can join us.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered, not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Offered not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, it's okay to drunk dial Free Talk Live. As long as you can, dial the phone. Well, you know what? You can actually have, if you can't dial the phone, you can also have someone dial the phone for you and hand it to you. So as long as you can hold the phone, you can call Free Talk Live. We'd love to have Governor Paul LePage call in the show the next time he's S-faced and he wants to talk some crap about somebody, because that's what happened in Maine recently where he, I don't know what he was on, but he sounds like he's on something. We'll play the call for you again. It's relatively short here.
This is Governor Paul Richard LePage. I would like to talk to you about your comments about my being a racist.
Okay, we'll continue with that here in a moment. But I was just thinking, technology is to the point where someone could fake this, right? Like, the governor of a state speaks enough. You know how you can, the Transformers movies, the live-action ones that aren't so great, they did recording.
The George Bush back then when they did a whole thing of him speaking.
Right. So if you get enough speech from a human being, you get every pronunciation of the letters together that you could possibly get. So they did that with one of the Transformers characters, Optimus Prime. His voice, Peter Cullen. They had him speak whatever words he would need to speak.
All the films.
Is that the word then?
Yeah.
Okay. So to where they've got that in a catalog, and they can just make Optimus Prime say anything they want now. So when Peter Cullen finally passes away, they'll still be able to have that character.
Autobots, roll out.
Exactly. And by the way, the 30th anniversary of the 1986 movie is coming up very, very soon, and there's a Blu-ray that's coming out for that, which I'm pretty excited about.
Nerds.
So the same thing could have happened here with Paul LePage. Maybe this isn't actually Paul LePage. Maybe it's somebody with some really nice audio.
Yeah, unlikely. I mean, this sounds pretty good.
Well, I mean, I think he's pretty much owned up to it.
Oh, and the Earth is also flat.
Is he one of those?
No, Paul LePage? I'm just saying, well, you're bringing up the conspiracy that this is not actually Paul LePage. I mean,
no, I'm not saying
as well, just keep going.
I'm not saying that I believe that. No, but we're getting to the point where someone could do that. if they wanted to. They could make a fake Paul LePage and have him call and say offensive things
the
to
thing
people.
Is that
if only crystals would cure the irrationality that makes people believe in conspiracy theories. But then it would be self-curing.
And you, I want to talk to you. You won, I want you to
you
prove
won,
that
I won.
You won, I want you to prove that I'm a racist. I've spent my life helping black people, and you little son of a bitch, socialist sucker, I need you to, this freaking, I want you to record this and make it public because I am after you. Thank you.
Bureaucrats gone wild. Is your governor going crazy?
See, this is where I'm at again.
Yeah, we don't get this fun stuff here in New Hampshire.
I can't be mad because it's too funny. It's like, yeah, in New Hampshire, Maggie Hassan.
Yeah, yeah. She's smart enough to keep her mouth shut.
Kelly Ayotte, boring.
Yeah, Kelly.
But, I mean, Governor Paula Page always has something fun to listen to.
Maggie Hassan's more like, I'll get you, He-Man.
I don't even know what that lady sounds like. I've tried to talk to Maggie Hassan. She's the governor of New Hampshire at the moment, soon to be former governor. But I've tried
She's
to actually...
She's shrill. I mean, you can hear her political ads.
I've never heard it.
They just all sound like they're so dead inside. So,
well, they should be.
Well, all right, Paula Page is angry and crazy, but at least there's something going on. So many of these politicians just literally sound like robots or dead inside or just spiritually just dead. So LePage is angry and maybe possibly a racist, I don't know, but at least...
He's helped black people his whole life.
At least I know he's a person, and he's kind of funny because I have a really, really screwed up sense of humor, but that's where I'm... Of course I hate his politics and his policies.
He's a Republican.
In general,
right?
And he's a Republican, but I just... It makes me laugh.
I
need you to freaking.
He's like you can hear the whiskey glass in his hand.
So I don't know what was going on.
There's not really much else to say about it.
There's
Paula Page.
I mean, yeah, this is...
What's next? What will come next? No, wait a minute.
This is not new. This is a long line of things coming from this guy.
But is Maine...
It's not surprising.
Politically, does the governor stay for 4 years or two?
I believe it's 4 years.
Four, okay. Because here in New Hampshire, it's every two. There's a turnover every 2 years where they have to get reelected. So do we have two more years of this guy, or is he coming out this year and there's an election this year for him? Do you know?
I hope we have two more.
So you don't even know. You're from Maine, and you have no idea.
Well, I mean, I was up to date when I was working in talk radio in Maine. At this point, I mean, what am I going to do, pay attention?
True.
I don't even live here.
That's a good point. I don't pay attention to what goes on in Florida. I've been there in a decade, and I stopped paying attention basically as soon as I left. LePage, according to the story at Huffington Post, has become a massive headache for his fellow Republicans in the state, and they're trying to figure out how to rein him in. Republican leaders met Monday with LePage to discuss how to deal with the fallout from the voicemail incident. Senate President Mike Thibodeau called the voicemail unacceptable and said the governor needs to take corrective action, although he wouldn't go so far as to say LePage should be impeached. I don't think our caucus is talking about impeachment. We're talking about corrective action. I think that speculating on all that sort of stuff would be irresponsible on our part, given the fact that we haven't even had a face-to-face meeting. His spokesperson told the Associated Press that the governor told the Republican leaders he would talk to his family and advisors about possible corrective action. Democrats, of course, have said that the censure would not go far enough. State Representative Sarah Gideon said, "We've all been very clear in what we're looking for. We feel the governor has really demonstrated behaviors, and it's not just that it's not appropriate for a governor. It shows that he's not in control of either his emotions or his actions, and that, yes, we have called for his resignation. We think it should be nothing short of that."
See, maybe this is what I like. I in a weird way, okay, so I used to be a Republican, but I still like when liberals get offended. Right?
Sure.
Right? That will never change. Because, I don't know, they can just be so uppity sometimes, always easily offended, like, oh my god, he used bad language, he was rude, he was mean, like, I just...
Yeah, it's fun to run as a Democrat when you're a libertarian, which is what I'm doing.
I'm kind of like the dudes from South Park, where it's like, you know, I hate conservatives, but I really hate liberals.
See, I don't hate them. I mean, it's not good to stay in a place of hate. Cody.
I shouldn't use that. Maybe not use that word, but like,
how about pity?
They
pity them.
They entertain me.
Well, you know, you got to get your entertainment from somewhere.
I mean, because if you knew I was a hateful person, I would be yelling right now, and I'm not that's yelling. True. So, I mean,
it's a global conspiracy.
Right.
We've got the documents. They're evil doers.
The New World Order and the Bilderberg Group are coming to get you on the fluoride.
So I've got this trip report, but there's no way we're going to get through the entire thing. So how about this one from Rio, the Olympics? You know, that just happened.
Yeah,
it was
sure.
a thing for a couple of weeks.
Olympics thing.
Some people pay attention to it. I don't. But the
story. Oh, yeah. I saw Twitter pictures on this, and everybody's eyes are looking different directions. I don't know who these people are.
Well, I see only one person here.
He's got sunglasses on. But.
Robert Mugabe, the president of Zimbabwe. Now, we actually have the Zimbabwe $10 trillion note posted right here in the studio, as well as a $1 note, which looks very similar. And as you know, Zimbabwe has had some tough times economically, but they are really trying to get things together here. Robert Mugabe has been slammed for running a totalitarian regime.
It's a very good wine, right?
Among other things, has almost ruined the country's economy with massive hyperinflation, has in a fresh show of his authoritarianism, ordered that all athletes who represented the country in the Rio 2016 Olympics to be arrested because they have failed to win a medal.
Wow.
Yes, that's right. If you don't win any gold medals or any medals whatsoever for the country, you will go to prison. His reaction seems commensurate with that of another dictator, Kim Jong-un of North Korea, who had reportedly ordered all athletes who had underperformed at the Olympics in Brazil to be sent to work in coal mines.
Why?
This despite the fact that they had won 7 medals, including 2 golds.
Well, that's just the thing. It's just a medal.
Your lungs are too functional.
No, it's just a medal. What do you mean?
Even you out.
Well, okay, so you get the gold medal. All right, so Zimbabwe wins. It's a news story for a day, and then everybody forgets even where the country is after that.
This is about national pride, sir. How dare you not take this seriously?
Yeah, Zimbabwe have a bad sled team.
That was Jamaica, wasn't it?
Yes.
According to the National Transitional Authority, Mugabe told Augustine Churi, the commissioner of the General Zimbabwe Police, to arrest the entire Zimbabwean Olympic team, a total of 31 athletes, none of whom finished above the 8th position in any contest, as soon as they arrived at Harare International Airport. So there's your update from Zimbabwe. We don't hear enough from Zimbabwe.
No, true.
It's always North Korea and Venezuela. Anyway, we're out of time for tonight. Check out Cody over at offtheairlive.com, where the podcast is back as of this week. And we'll see you in the meantime online at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.